করে।
Okay, first of all, welcome to everybody. I see many people from the shul. I see, I know we have a couple of guests who are visiting and joining us from, I can't say Arba Kanfas Aretz, but I think maybe Arba, I don't know if Arba Kanfas America, I think the West Coast people are a little bit out, but maybe the southern part of America or some other place that Shabbos is over already. So we welcome everybody aboard. So we're going to try to learn to a sugya that starts out as a Yom Kippur sugya, which has always been a minig from Dari Doros to learn a sugi related to some halachas and lomdos relating to Yom Kippur. It's very, very going to quickly branch out to a kol tarakula sugya. It's going to touch on issues that actually relate to not just hilchas Yom Kippur, but actually sugi's related a little bit to hilchas tshuva as well. And then we'll try to, and we may even sneak in something we have to do with the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva, which the two of us, when I prepared the shiur, I didn't even realize that that would actually play out also. So we have a lot of interrelated pieces of the shiur, and then hopefully a little bit of the Bechizik Mesiris at the end. So again, we'll try to keep the shiur within the span of approximately what our plan is. So without further ado, let's see if we can begin. The sugya begins with the first of the Mamakomos, the Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Pe'amud Beis, Amar Ish Lakish. If a person eats on Yom Kippur in such a manner that he was stuffed literally to the gills. I'm not sure how to put it in a nice, polite way, but the guy was stuffed. He was really, really full. And in addition to that, he goes out and eats some more. So that eating in the state of achila gasa, where he's sickened by the I don't even want to put it in the practical sense, is after already a smorgasbord and a full meal, he's already at his sixth dessert at the Viennese table. So in that sixth dessert, the achila gasa, so he's pater. Now, you may be wondering, wait a second, hold the phone. Isn't he chayav for the last six courses? What does it mean, achila gasa Yom Kippurim? Isn't by definition, he didn't achila on Yom Kippur, so the Rishonim are quick to point out that what it means is as follows. He ate a wonderful meal before Yom Kippur, like he was supposed to. So he sat down at the meal, he had his challah, even had his kreploch, for those who know what I'm referring to. He had his chicken, he had his honey cake, he had his glass of tea, he's mamish stuffed to the gills. And he goes to Kol Nidre, and after Kol Nidre, a few minutes, it's Teis Kechavim already, he is still stuffed to the gills, and he goes and he eats a little bit more. So comes the shluch and says, Baruch Hashem, he's spotted from cars. We're not advocating such activity, but he's potter from karis. Why is he potter from karis? Night time. Ashel lo su'una ksiv prat lamazik. The Torah says, Ashel lo su'una, the Torah uses a lashon inoy, that the violation of Yom Kippur is a violation of inoy. Whereas this is clearly not inoy, this is mazik, this is damaging. The guy eats on such a full stomach, so that's not called a violation of Ashel lo su'una. Adkan divrei Reish Lakish for our purposes. So we have our first chakira already. Number one. So we're starting off with this din that is the source because it's a lack of the din of inu. It's lack of a bitl of inu. Yesh lachkor. We can raise the following chakira. What's the nature of this halacha? Is this what we call in lamdusha terms a din prati? This is a localized din nuchas Yom Kippurim. This is a p'tur dafkin Yom Kippur that achila gas is not a bechayev of karis in Yom Kippur, and the reason is very simple because Yom Kippur is a function of inui, and lemaisa eating normally is a breaking of inui. Eating is the antithesis of inui. The mitzvah hayayim is inui. Here, when I'm eating in such a manner, achila gasa is not a bitlo inui. That doesn't constitute a breach of inui, and since that doesn't constitute a breach of inui, therefore I'm not chayv karis. So this is din that appears in Maseches Yuma, should be limited to Maseches Yuma, should have impact in any other area of halacha. It has nothing to do with chaz echela bas b'cha, nothing. So din prati duchas Yom Kippur. Or maybe not. Maybe I should say that Yom Kippur is one of the isurim of achila in the Torah. There's an issa to eat treif, and there's an issa to eat on Yom Kippur, and there's an issa to eat bas b'cha. There are a lot of isurim, a lot of things you're not allowed to eat. So it could be that just as the din is that if you have a chila gasa on Yom Kippur in your potter, so too if you have a chila gasa of nevelas your potter, you have a chila gasa of treifas your potter, you have a chila gasa of chelav your potter. It's not unique to Yom Kippur per se. I think Gemara quotes a pasuk, which the pasuk happens to be by Yom Kippur. Okay, one can argue because when Maaser Rish Lakish said his statement in the context of Yom Kippur, the Gemara quoted the Yom Kippur Dika pasuk, but the truth is it's not limited to Yom Kippur per se. That's a fundamental question. How do you understand the parameters of what Rish Lakish said? So comes the Ran in the second of the Mamakomus. The Ran appears on the Rif Maseches Pesachim Nafchav Gimel. So comes the Ran and says, the Achila Gasa lo Shma Achila. Says the Ran, you should just know that Achila Gasa is Nishkin Achila. Bein in your mitzvahs, you can't be yet Achila's matzah, you eat the matzah of Achila Gasa. Bein in any surim. And if you eat chazir, you won't be over the Yisra of chazir. You won't be chayim malchus eating chazir, derech Achila Gasa in a stuffed manner. The Arminim of Sechaz Yuma, derech Achila Gasa, we can bring potter. So the Ran had absolutely no qualms of taking the Gemara and applying it outside of the realm of Yom Kippur. So the Ran Lechora has answered that question. The Ran has already been poshed at Chakira. We wanted to know what's the nature of this din. Is it a din prati related to Yom Kippur? Is it a din klo l'kol terakula? So the Ran has told us unequivocally it applies l'kol terakula. But the emphasis, the Ran is really very difficult because the text of the Gemara that we just read, the first of the Mamakomas, seemed more likely pointing in the direction that this was a Yom Kippur dikadin. This seemed to me more Yom Kippur oriented, Ashelos Unexiv, Prat Lamazik. So it sounded like this was something unique to Yom Kippur, and yet the Ran had no qualms extending this Kol HaTerakula. So what led the Ran to this conclusion? What did the Ran, in a sense, veer from the simple Pshat in the Gemara and understand this din as applying and spreading way, way, way beyond the limits of this particular halacha? So lechora, there are two gemaras that push the Ran that direction. One is the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, and one is the continuation of the Sugya Maseches Yuma. Take a look at the third of the Mamakamas. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, is talking about the mitzvah of achilas menachos, not a mitzvah that most of us have, I shouldn't say most of us, none of us have ever performed. Mehiri Bana Mikdash, so the Kohanim amongst us will have that chus to perform. There's a mitzvah the Raisa of Achilles Kochim. It happens to be Machloikis, Harishonim, Rashi, and the Rambam, whether there's a mitzvah of Achilles Kochim and Kochim Kalam for Chelech HaYisrael. So according to Rashi, there's a mitzvah even for Kochim Kalam, so I'm looking forward someday to fulfill that mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah Kohanim, so I'm not looking forward to fulfilling that mitzvah. But the Kohanim Shabbano, I can't tell from everybody's box who's known as, I guess, the Gaboyan probably know. I'm trying to look around. Oh, yeah, I see. I definitely see at least one Kohen on my screen. So the Kohanim Shabbano, So they're looking for Meir Ban Mikdash to be Yaitzid his mitzvah. So the Gemara, in discussing the coin just waved. Okay, good, fair enough, got it. Okay, I knew who you were behind closed doors. So comes the Gemara Maseches Menachos and tells us that this mitzvah b'chilas kochim b'chilas menachos rotz l'tiyav and oichla rotz achilas gas oichla. However you want to eat the mincha, that's fine. You want to eat the mincha because you're starving, haven't eaten all day, and you want to get a geshmak, a meal out of the mincha, that's wonderful. You want to eat it as an achila gasa, that's also fine. He asks the Gemara, what? Achila gasa nishma achila? What are you talking about? Achila gasa is called an achila. And performing the mitzvah achilas menachas derech achila gasa. Notice the verbatim quote from the first Maamar Kamos, Yom Pei Pamud Beis. Mishlokish said that if you eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're potter from fast, from the issur of breaking your fast. So just as it's not called achila on Yom Kippur, so too it's not called achila vis-a-vis the mitzvah achilas kochim. So now we have just turned the tables on what we said before. We started out by saying that the simple reading of Mishlokish was that it didn't prati on Yom Kippur. After all, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk Shelos Unixiv Prat Lamazik. Sounds like this has nothing to do with other achilas. And now we question the Ran's applying it. And now we have to ask Mechilas. Every Yom Kippur, we have to ask Mechilas in the Heilig Ran that we were Chayshu B'Ksheirim. We thought the Ran went too far in his application. No, the Ran was 100% right. Clearly, what prompted the Ran was this statement. Clearly, what prompted the Ran was this application in Maseches Yevamos, where the Gemara made the application. The Gemara made it. You can't blame the Ran for crossing the bridge. The Gemara crossed the bridge. The Gemara said B'Feirish. But this is not the end of the story. This is only one source, that seems to defend the bridge that we just crossed. This idea that the Ram is extending and expanding the din out of the realm of Yom Kippur to other areas of halacha. If you go back to the fourth of the Ma'amar Makamos, next to the Ma'amar Makamos, and I don't know if in all your papers it got a little bit, but my got a little bit submission in terms of the numbers. The numbers at the end of the Ma'amar Makamos, I think everyone realizes what I'm up to. The fourth of the Ma'amar Makamos, whether it says number four there or not, it's the next line, the Gemara Yuma, Pam and Beis. Right after the Gemara told us that if you eat on Yom Kippur Dechi Lagasa, you're potter, I'm Rabbi Yomi, I'm Rish Lokish. Zar she'achal truma achil gasa mishalam es hakeren v'en mishalam es hachoymish ki yoichal prat lamazik. Gemara says that if a zar, a non-kohen, eats truma, we just give a minute of a background. A zar, obviously a non-kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. It's an issur min ha-Torah. If he does eat truma b'shoigeg, by mistake, he didn't realize that it was truma, then he has to pay back a kohen, he has to take fruit that is chulin, the value of the fruit that he ate, and then he has to add on a chomesh, and he has to give that fruit, the keren, the value itself, plus the chomesh, and give that all back to the kohen. That's the mitzvah tashlumei truma, the echel truma b'shoigeg. So comes Rish Lakish and says, if the truma that you ate was derech achilagasa, you were stuffed from the Viennese table the day before. The Viennese table was chulin. And then after you stuff to the gills, then you go ahead and you take a couple of grapes of, by mistake, it turns out the cater comes running, like, oh, there's a truma, I hit a b'shegeg. When I ate those grapes, I'm sick to the stomach already, I'm nauseous, man. I can't stand to eat those grapes. I ate a derech achilagasa. No problem, says Rish Lakish, don't worry about it. You're off the hook, you don't have to pay for the chaymish, because ki yoicha prat l'malez is a mazik, that you're destroying your stomach, you're destroying your body. That's not called Achilas Truma B'Shoigeg. So now, wait a second. The evidence is starting to mount together. We started out with this Chakira. What's the nature of the first din of Rish Lakish? What's the nature of the first Ma'amar Makom? That Achilas Gasev Yom Kippur is Potur, because it's not called Los Una. So we thought that the simple Pshat in the Gemara was, it's a din, localized din, dafka related it's a localized din, only by Yom Kippur. But we didn't understand whether Ron jumped on it and said, no, it's by Yom Kippur, and it's by all the mitzvahs, and by Yisur, and it's by Kalat Torah Kula. And we asked ourselves, wait a second, how did the Ron know that? It's a pel on the Ron. So we said, no, it's not. Not a pel on the Ron. The Ron has two very, very strong proofs in the Gemara. One is the Gemara Beferish in Yevamos that takes Achilas Gasa by Yom Kippur and plugs it into Achilas Kochim. And then number two, the Gemara in Yom itself, it takes it by Yom Kippur and plugs it into Achilas Truma. So it sounds like the Shia's over for tonight. It sounds like we have proven it. This case closed. We had a Chakira. Chakira's a nice. And we have Rishonim who are telling us what the emes is. And we have two Gemaras that are supporting that theory. So I'm going to be intellectually honest. I still don't quite understand the lush of the first source. I'm not sure why the Gemara said, "Tavish l'sunikziv pratlamazik." Why did the Gemara almost mislead us a little bit by making it sound like it was a din prati? But okay, the Gemara just meant, well, it's Maseches Yuma, so Rish Lakish quoted a Yom Kippur pasuk. But it seems pretty clear from sources 2, 3, and 4 that the correct pshat in the din of Achilas Gasa and Yom Kippur is not limited to Yom Kippur. That seems to be the direction that we're going in. And again, the Shia is 15 minutes old. We seem to be very, very mahalach. We haven't seen any source, any support whatsoever for the alternate mahalach. But that's about to change momentarily. So I have to ask mechila for the next source, only because I really always try as best as I can, especially when I give a public Shia, I try to give, I guess what they call primary sources. In a sense of, I'm going to give you somebody who quotes somebody, who quotes somebody, quotes somebody, quotes somebody else, broken telephone. I always like to see the immediate source. But I have to apologize. I happen not to have the Chidushe Rabbi Avraham Nahar on Maseches Yevamos. Now, I know the higher tech people amongst us could probably in a split second get it off their computer, no doubt. But I've been a little preoccupied the last couple of days. I haven't quite had a chance to do that. And even before that, I did not have access to the Y based medrash to get my hands on a Rav Ram and a Har in print. So I am going to be soimech on an Adam Godel Ad Ma'oid. That's a Rav Yafan, Zechet Tzadik, Lebracha, who wrote the Ha'aris on on the Ritva in Maseches Yevamos. Anyone who ever learned Maseches Yevamos is well aware of the fact that the work that Rav Yaffan did on Maseches Yevamos on the Ritva is beyond mind-boggling. It's the source, so to speak. You learn Maseches Yevamos, it's everything. Anything you ever want to know about Maseches Yevamos is there. So he quotes it literally verbatim. So we're going to rely on his very, very much established Chesed Kashrus in this area of quoting Rishon verbatim. And we're going to assume as if it's literally in front of us. So this quote is from one of the Gedolei Rishonim, Rav Avram Min Hahar. Just in case you're wondering who he was, the answer is, I don't know. I know his name was, I know it came from the mountain. That's about as far as I know. If I'm not mistaken, I think the mountain was Montpellier, I think in southern France. Afterwards, those who are checking on Google, please don't correct me now, but those who are checking afterwards, you're more than happy. I think Montpellier was in Provence, in southern France, in the area where the Balaborn, the Ravid was. The other Rishon from the Har, Shlomo Minahar, and Avram Minahar, and I think that was the mountain, mountainous area in southern France they were referring to. So whoever and wherever he came from, he was definitely a great, great luminary, great Rishon. And therefore, we're going to take his words with the utmost seriousness. Let's take a look at my Makom number 5. It's Ha'ara 488 in the Ritva and Yevamos Daf Mem Amud Beis. Okay, just to give you an idea, I think the I don't remember whether he starts a new number every daf, and I don't remember anymore. But or maybe every parak. But he's got 488 Ha'aras, and they're probably about the 10,000 or so in that particular chelik of the Ritva. Anyway, so let's take a look at my Makom number 5. Mir of a Raman Har Besugin Kos Vezelishainan, a verbatim quote. The Oichel Isurin Achilagasa Vade Mechayev. If a person eats Isurim, Velas, Dreyfus, Chazir, Chaylev Dan, as Achilagasa, of course you're Chayev. What's the Shaila, says Rav Raman Har? Of course you're going to be Chayev. I had the pot of Yom Akipurim. I, a potter on Yom Kippur? Come on. There is different. He's presenting the other side of the Hagira. There is different. Because here it says, Lo Se'una. Reyu b'ktas inoy. This guy is as miserable as he was before. Before, normally, what does eating on Yom Kippur mean? Normally, the starting point is before I put a piece of food into my mouth, this is what I look like. Before, imagine, I don't want to get anyone already hungry, but imagine, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Yom Kippur. And depending on what time Dab is going to end, I don't know if you begin to answer that question for any shuls in any shape or form right now. But say, imagine, okay, we'll make it the break l'chol ha'day. So it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we have to shep in a day and a half from now, 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon. And it's been a long musaf, it's been a long shacharis, the stomach is rumbling, I'm feeling very woozy, a little tired. I go home, and I take myself a good piece of cake, and a good cup of juice. So you know what? I feel better. And I have chorus, that's a small technicality, but I feel better. That's what I wasn't supposed to do. I'm not supposed to be mevatel inyan. I was supposed to remain in that afflicted state of being hungry. I was kichol nefesh shel lo seuna. I wasn't ma'anim myself. That's this occurs. So Zabta b'Rami Nahar, he was stuffed to the gills from before Yom Kippur, and now at 7:30 at night, he shoves against his better judgment another piece of cake down. That piece of cake has not impacted us in any way. Anything, maybe it made him feel worse. He's sicker than he was before. So that piece of cake was not the mevatel of the inoy. So he says, that's why you bought them. What is Rabbi Brahman Nahar saying? We're just trying to, illustrate it, make it a little bit more labored for us, more down to earth. What's he saying in Lomb? Is he saying that Achila Gasa is not called a bitla inoy? Is it an Achila? Of course it's Achila. What's the Shaila? Aval b'mayishes he rater l'achilosom v'adei b'shum Achila koma rachamon u'kvar ochlam u'michayiv. Said when it comes to Achila, it's Achila's Achila. Finish. It's Achila's Achila. Come on. He ate. The game's over. Before we get to that line, I'm sorry. So comes with Rami Nahar and is comparing and contrasting Yom Kippur. I understand why Achila Gas is part was Mufka from a bitla inoy. Aber Achila means I took a piece of cake. I took a piece of chazer. I put my throat down the esophagus. Finish gemanu. Shine. The game's over. I am miserable. My stomach hurts. I have stuffed myself to the gills. So what? So Rabbi Avraham Har is taking the other side. But now Rabbi Avraham Har has a big problem. Because according to Rabbi Avraham Har, what is doing all the Gemaras? The Gemaras that the Ran in effect referenced, literally referenced, but is referring to. What are you doing with the Gemara stuff, ma'am? What are you doing with the Gemara pay? The Gemara took the din of Achilah Gaza not being Chayav and Yom Kippur and ran with it and connected the dots right smack into Achilas Menachas. And then the Gemara in the fourth of the Rambam comes, took it and stuck it right into Achilas Truma. So how in the work of Rav Raman Har saying what he's saying? Rav Raman Har knew ganz good the Gemara Yevamos, and he knew ganz good the Gemara Yuma. Actually, the Chiddush of Rav Raman Har is on the Sugya Yevamos. So he's not going to ignore this Gemara. He knows exactly, he's sitting on the top of the mountain in southern France, and he's looking 3,000 miles over the Atlantic. He says that 800 years later, and he's saying, this guy Sobolovsky is going to ask a kasha, and Sobolovsky, you don't think I read the next line of the Gemara? You don't think I know? I wrote the Chiddush of Yevamos. So comes Rav Raman Har and he says, Aval, here's his answer. He ready to answer the kasha, he knows someone's going to jump on. Aval mashet sifsa ba'achilosam va'de ikar achila amrachamana lokiye mitzas achilem ocham achilagasa at kamashay. Says Rav Raman Har, there are three halachas, three different categories of halach. There's what constitutes eating for Yom Kippur purposes, is what constitutes achila for Isurim purposes, and there's a third category we didn't even know existed. What constitutes achila for mitzvah's purposes? And two and three are not the same. The rules that govern achila for isurim purposes are not the same that govern achila for mitzvah purposes. So comes Rabbi Avraham Har and says, I stick to my guns. The din achila gasa is nishkin achila. That's only by Yom Kippur. It's not true. But by mitzvah, such as the Gemara Yevamos that he's riding on, the Gemara Yevamos about Achilas Menachas, that's mitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs, let's take a look again at his lashon. Iker achilam rachamana. When it comes to mitzvahs, there's a concept called Iker achila. It has to be a regular, normal, full-fledged achila. Achila gasa falls short. What's Rav Raman Har saying? Even though he just told you a minute ago that achila gasa is called an achila, it's not called Iker Achila. That's not the mainstay of Achila. Are you also chayav for that? For Isurim, yes. Can you use that kind of an Achila to fulfill a mitzvah? Absolutely not. So vis-a-vis mitzvahs, it's a quirk. Vis-a-vis mitzvahs, Achila Gasa falls short. The same way it falls short vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, for totally different reasons. So vis-a-vis Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Achila Gasa falls short. Vis-a-vis Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Achila Gasa falls short vis-a-vis mitzvah. Achila Gasa also falls short, not for the same reason. For the purposes of Yom Kippur, because it's a chisaron, it's felt, so to speak, in the inuit. Vis-a-vis mitzvahs, there's a new category, new fanga. I never heard of this category called Iker Achila. So it's called Achila vis-a-vis Surim, but it's not called Achila vis-a-vis Mitzvahs. And that's why you're not yotzei the Mitzvah Achilas Menachas. I'll tell you again, I'm not familiar with this idea. Iker Achila, either Yech or Nisht Achila. It's hard for me to be that. I don't know. You want to tell me Yom Kippur is different from Kol Torah, Kol Dalek, and Yom Kabbal? You want to tell me that within the definition of Achila, Mitzvahs have a different definition of Surim? Again, Arishin, Helgi Arishin said it's a Mavachal Deity, but it's a bit Chiddush. So we're going to take it, Mamina ben Amin, we're going to take his word for it, that there is such a, it's such a concept. We're going to take his word for it, but what we have developed now is now a major machlekes rishonim. We now have developed the machlekes rishonim that is now lining up and is corresponding to the hakira that we started this year with. So we started this year with the Chakira. Is this din just a p'tur only in Yom Kippur, or is this a p'tur in Kol Torah Kula? We weren't sure. So the Ran quickly told us it's a din in Kol Torah Kula. And we had two strong Gemaras that support the Ran. One was the sugi about achilas menachas, and one was the sugi about eating tumah b'shayeg. But then we backpedaled a minute, and we saw that the Rav Amram Har says, no, it's dafka din, by Yom Kippur doesn't carry over, the Torah doesn't carry over to Yisurim. So then we asked, and then we saw the Rav Amram Har asked on himself, so what do you do with the Gemara about menachas? So he developed this category, which again, which honestly we don't understand exactly, but at least he addressed the issue, from Makabal his teretz, that mitzvah l'chud and Yisurim l'chud. But Rabbi say, there's still one thing sticking out. There's still one loose thread in the sugya, and that is, how did Rav Avraham Nahar address the issue of truma? Because l'chora, achilas truma is Yisurim. And if achilas truma is Yisurim, so then it should follow his pattern that achila gasa shema achila. Remember, according to Rav Avraham Nahar, the only mafkia of achila gasa that it's nishta achila is Yom Kippur or mitzvahs. The truma is neither. Truma is a chazir. Truma is a chelev. Truma is like the Nels and Dreyfus. So if a Roman Har really truly believes that in all areas of Allah, chutz mi Yom Kippur, chutz mi mitzvahs, achila gasa is called an achila, so then how come truma gets off scot-free? So that's the loose thread in the sugya still. But if a Roman Har doesn't address that, doesn't say a word about it. Baruch Hashem, he left something for us. So makam hiniach lanu min hashemayim, the Gemara says, sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves a piece open for next generation to try to grab onto. Maybe we can come up together with a possible biur to Rabbi Avraham Nahar. Maybe we can give an understanding as to why Truma is closer, perhaps, to the Yom Kippur model, to the Mitzvah model, rather than to the Yisurim model. So that's really our goal the next couple of minutes of this year, to try to fine-tune that. Where does Truma fit into the greater scheme of things according to Rabbi Avraham Nahar? So let's begin addressing that with the sixth of the Marmakomos. It's a Gemara Maseches Nida, Daf Lamed Beis, the Sanya. V'lo yechalu es kotshe b'nei yisrael she'arim al Hashem, l'rabos es asachnes ha'shoyse. The Gemara says that this pasuk is talking about eating truma. If a person eats truma, so as we said before, either chayav b'shemayim, b'meiz, b'shoygi, they have to pay, whatever it is. And the pasuk says, "L'rabas es asach es ashaisa." It applies if you eat truma. It applies if you smear oil of truma. If you drink the truma, the Gemara says, "Shoseh lamli krashti b'chal achil." I don't need a pasuk that we're drinking wine of truma. It's chayim. Obviously, drinking is like eating. L'rabas es asach kishoseh. It's not talking about drinking. It's talking about smearing. It's not talking about drinking. Vibai saying, if you want me, there's another source that if you smear oil of truma, you have to pay for it. But Tavu Kamayim B'Kibbuch Hashem B'Atzmosav. Apostle in Ach. So Rabbi said, the Gemara tells us very clearly that vis-a-vis the dinim of Achilas Truma, there's no difference if you eat the Truma, you drink the Truma, or if you shmir the Truma. But the source, that shmiring, that anointing, that Sicha, is the same as eating and drinking, is either based on Apostle in Chumash, or it's based on Apostle in Vimuksuv. So comes Tosus in the seventh and Ramakamos. Some of you may remember, this goes back quite some years. We gave a Shabbat Shuvah drasha. I can't even remember what year it was, but we spoke a little bit about this at the time in the Sugya of Sicha Kishti as it related to Yom Kippur per se. So it was a little chazar, but I would say it was approximately 5 years ago, maybe more. So I think we're definitely Shir Shicha is long past many times over. So the seventh and Ramakamos comes to Gemara and says, Vim Taimar. To make kara ma'isim in haTorah, v'hoder ma'isim asmachta. I said, wait a second. He said, first you're quoting a pasuk from Chumash, and then you're quoting a pasuk like an asmachta, like from Vimuksuvim. That's not a real drasha. So let's skip down the end of the second line. Amar Rabbi Natan, dekra d'lo lichalu nami asmachti. Says that Rabbi Natan said that the pasuk of lo yichalalu. I think about quoted, is not really a deraisa. This whole thing that sichas kishtia legabe truma, the whole thing is not really true. I mean, not true, but it's not true on a level of deraisa. It's all in a smach, that's all mid derabanan. But then we're going to make a jump a little bit. Three lines from the bottom. The chaylin in Yom Kippurim says, Rabbi Natan, and guess what? Sicha kishtia, the same lashon the Gemara uses, you can't anoint yourself in Yom Kippur because it's like drinking, that's also only mid derabanan. Veteida, zakt Rabbi Natan. Because after all, you're not chayav kares for anointing yourself. So if you're not chayav koros anointing yourself, so then isn't that a proof positive that it can't possibly be deraisa? No way, it's deraisa. The Gemara says in Yuma that if a person has like has some irritations on his head or something, he's allowed to anoint himself on Yom Kippur. That's derech refuah. That's not derech tainug. By the way, just parenthetically, that's the source for why it's perfectly permissible, and not just permissible, but required that a person use hand sanitizer this Yom Kippur in whatever shape or form you would use it under normal circumstances. Whatever your standards, which should be very, very strict ones of using hand sanitizer the rest of the year, under these particular circumstances, should be the same on Yom Kippur. That's considered to be a sicha shelo b'derech tainug, it's b'tzorach refuah, and therefore it's l'fi'anis da'iti, totally completely not only permissible, but actually required to do so. And that was just an aside, getting back to that. So, Rabbi Natam argues that this whole institution of sicha kishtia is hakol mikol kol only midirabon. That's Rebbe Tam's understanding of this sugya. However, let's turn the page for a minute. The Rambam Hilchos Trumos Pergudel Chabez, 8th of the Ramakamas. Echad ha'oichel dovi shadaka lechol, v'echad ha'shoseh dovi shadaka lishtos, v'echad ha'sach dovi shadaka losuch. Anybody who does any of the above, either they ate something of truma that's normal to eat, or they drank truma, something to normal to drink, or they anointed something that's normal to anoint with, any of the above, has the status of an ochel truma b'shoygi, has to pay the keren nechemish. How do you know this? Shenem of leichal was kotshe b'eis ol rabbis nasach. Rambam quotes the din and quotes a pasuk. Now, if the Rambam quotes a pasuk for something that is just about 100% certain, the Rambam is telling you that's a din deraisa. The Rambam is the last rishon under the sun who would quote a pasuk with only the rabbanon. Some of you may remember, we spoke about this many times in the past, the Rambam writes in the Chizmamrim that if you misrepresent the din derabon and call it a deraisi over baltosif, again, that's not the time. We spoke about this in the Elul's Man Shiurim. So the last thing the Rambam is going to do is think something's only midirabonon and quote a pasuk for it. So it's clear as day that the Rambam disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. It is obvious that the Rambam's understanding is that sicha kishtia for truma is deraisa. If you shmir truma, you're a Yisrael, you're a Zion, you shmir truma on yourself, you chayv pei dechamish b'deraisa. So we have machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. But now I want to share with you, not a sefer, a letter. Letter. It wasn't a letter you got home from camp or something. It was a serious letter. A letter that was written by the Brisker Rav. In the back of the Brisker Rav's Chidushim and the Rambam, there were a series of letters that different Gedolim corresponded with the Brisker Rav back and forth. There's actually this one letter there that was sent to the Rav. I don't think this particular one was, but there are other letters to other Gedolim. Ramsky, I think, is one of the recipients of one of the letters. Some of the letters don't have any names on them, who they were written to. I don't recall that this one had a name on it, but there were a series of about 10, 15 letters that the Brisker Rav wrote. Now, you can imagine when the Brisker Rav wrote letters to people, it wasn't exactly, tell them how the weather was in Brisk and what the latest people to get married in Brisk. That wasn't what was going on. These were like the most heavy-duty Lumdish things. So I didn't put it on the Marmon Comments. It's a long letter, and I'm going to try to give you the Rashi Prakam of the letter. So the Brisker Rav quotes this Rambam that we just said, and he assumes, like we just said, it's Poshet Ad Me'oid that the Rambam holds, that the person who ate Truma B'Shoigeg is Chayef to pay Minator. This is not a game. This is not Rabbeinu Tam's Asmachta. This is not a derabon. The Rambam quotes a pasuk means it's a deraisa. But it's a little bit startling because the Rambam never says that it's osur for Yisrael to be sach b'shemen shel truma. Some may wonder what did I just say. I'll repeat it again. The Rambam never says it's. What the Rambam writes is that if you did it, Yechayev Chaimish. This Rambam, when he says that Sichas Kishtiya, Pasuk, the whole Chagat, the whole nine yards, this Rambam is in the context of paying Chaimish. This Rambam is in the Sugya of eating Trum B'Shege. The Rambam never said a word about Asur L'Adam Lechol, Asur L'Adam Lishtos, Asur L'Adam Losuch. The Rambam never said that. One of the godless and brisk is that they were so medayak and they were medayak what the Rambam said, medayak what the Rambam didn't say. Here the Brisker Rav's writing a shtibul Torah, idea from the Rambam what he didn't say. Now, wait a second, now hold the phone. If the Rambam If the Rambam didn't say it, then guess what? It doesn't exist. That means min haTorah, what the Yisrael did wasn't anything wrong. Now, some of you may be wondering, I can't see the faces. No one has to all of a sudden show the video, and I understand, But those who want to, I'm more than happy to see. But if I was giving the shiur now live, I would probably see a lot of, what, Rabbi? I see all the guys. Good, I see some funny faces now. What do you mean? What, Rabbi, what are you talking about? I'm like double talk to you guys. I'm telling him to say, help truth, Sarah Yom Kippur. I'm telling you that the Rambam says, the favor that if you ate it, you chayev to be chaymish min haTorah. But the Rambam says it's also to do. What kind of game? What kind of joke is that? Says the Biskirov, the following you say, Yesh lachor, yesh ladun. What's the nature of the din of paying chaymish for achilas truma b'shagim? Is it because you violated the isser of machalas at tsuros of eating truma b'shagim? There's an isser deraisa. It's like chazal, like chaylev, like the basmachah, whatever. There's an isser machalas at tsuros to eat truma. You are Yisroi, not only truma. So this is like, in a sense, the kapara for that isser. Is that the pshat? Or no? It's not a din. You as a gavra, can't get a brisket letter in there without a gavra word. Not that you as a gavra did an avera. Truma is supposed to be consumed in a certain manner. Truma is a chefza from Dava Kodesh. And a Dava Kodesh is supposed to be consumed in a particular manner. And there are din that govern what's made that manner. And there's a din that truma is nitan, some achila, some shtia, some sicha. Those are the Torah Dika acceptable usages of Truma. And those acceptable usages of Truma are only for Kehanim. And if a Yisrael breaches that, then he violated the Kedushas Truma. I didn't say he violated Nisr V'Chil Sassur. I didn't say that. I mean, he may have. I didn't say that. So if the Rambam 9 to the Rambam Koyim is that Truma nitna l'achila l'shtir l'sicha. Sh'asicha k'shtir sh'nem v'tov v'kivir, etc. L'shtir v'chal l'achila, etc. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph is telling me the ninth in my Mekoyim, this that me tana chevtza from truma. Truma has to be eaten or drink. Or drunk, sorry. And anointing is like drinking. So, me tana chevtza, the mitzvah's truma shaboy, is the mechaya that it be consumed in a manner X, Y, and Z. If you went ahead and violated that, that's the mechaya of chaymish. The mechaya of chaymish is not for the maisa gavra of achilas machalas asimis. That's, you can't get more brisk than that. You have to just to read that letter. That's what the Biskirov put on the picture postcard. That's the nature of the din. The diuk from the Rambam that said it's there, Isa. The Rambam that doesn't say it's also eat. The Rambam that says a truma nitna is lachila. The Biskirov put the three Rambam, the two Rambams that exist and the one that doesn't exist. He put the three of them together and came up with this. You say this. That the fundamental mechayev is a mechayev, not because you did an avera, because of the bitul mitzvah shibah. Now if we go back to Rav Roman Ohar, now the piece of the puzzle connect. Rav Roman Ohar holds that mitzara gavra, if you eat chazir achila gasa, it's a chila. It's a chila in kotar kula. You did a maisa chila. Finish. The game's over. Chayim altas. You ate chila b'chila gasa. The game's over. You have cars. If you happen to do it on Yom Kippur, you're potter because of a quirk of losa unah. If you try to be yaitz a mitzvah chila, it's mincha, that way it's not going to work because it's ikar a chila ksiv. Mitzvah's essay, a chila gasa is nishkin a chila. Lagabi surab, a chila gasa is a chila. The chiyuv chaymish rabbeisai emanates not from, it emanates from the mitzvah achila. Achila gasa is not called a bittul hatruma because in the mitzvah achila's truma, Yisrael didn't do it. The mechayev of chaymish is a Yisrael who eats truma instead of doing the mitzvah achila's truma de kayin. You usurp the truma for yourself. Das is a bitl mitzvah sachinas truma, and that's the bechayiv of chaymish. That happens with achila, it happens with shtir, it happens with tzicha, but it doesn't happen with achila gasa. That's the bira dov. Again, between us and Montpelier, 800 years ago, we hope and pray between the Brisker Rubs, the bridge between the two worlds, we hope we have the correct beer in Rav Romanar. So Rabbi say, but let's go back to the Gemara again. Let's go back for a moment, back to the Gemara Masechet Yevamos, back to the third of Mamakamas. Because this was the razzle-dazzle, mechudish tekabir. The Pashup Shad is like the Ran said. The Pashup Shad is that if it's called, I'm sorry, if it's not called the Chila for Yom Kippur, it's not called the Chila for Kabbalah, for Nachas, it's not called the Chila Kol Darkula. Let's go back to Gemara again, third of Mamakamas. Rutla Tiyov and Ochel Achil Gasa. Ochel Gemara thought you can eat a Mincha Achil Gasa. Achil Gasa Mishma Achila? Really? What are you talking about? Rish Lakish. So again, either Rabbi Avraham has razzle dazzle shtickle Torah that the Gemara is comparing it's the Chila to Yom Kippur, but the simple pshat in the Gemara. Before you heard this, Rabbi Avraham Aura 488, you thought like the Ran's pshat. That the Gemara is saying Achila Gasa is Nishkin Achila across the board. You name it, Nishkin Achila. Let's take a look at the 10th of Ramakam stuff. Yom Tovah. The Ritva assumed as such a Dava Poshet Ad Ma'oid, that those are the facts. Frank the Ritva on the 10th of the Ramakam is Yom Tovah. The Habi Yom HaKippurim Lo Ksiva Achila Ela Inoy. Asks the Ritva. So why is everybody about to say, what is the middle of the Ritva? Oh, I was afraid someone's gonna ask me that question. I was afraid of that question. Maybe we'll talk about it later, okay? Because I haven't formulated 100% of my mind. I've been toying with that question for the last couple of days. Okay, we'll put it on hold. But good question. So let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva was looking at the Gemara and Yevamos through the eyes of the Ran. Habi Yom Kippur b'loksiv achila el inui. The Dilma mishum hachi potter. The katike inui v'afgav d'yav d'achila. The Ritva is asking, how did the Gemara know to extend it to Kali Sur? How did the Amoran, the late Amoran, took Reish Lakish and jump with Reish Lakish to the next day? How did the Gemara know that it applies outside of Yom Kippur? That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara said, how did the Gemara know to jump from one to another? Just because it's not called the Chilin Yom Kippur? Maybe that's different because Yom Kippur is different because of Inui. What the Rav Rabin Har really said, the Ritva is asking, why did the Gemara say, how did the Gemara know that that's not true? Yishalom was at the Ritva following you say. The Gemara in the end of Yuma quotes a lot of psukim to support the Torah about. We know that we have to fast in Yom Kippur. Halacha Moshem Sina, no question about. The Torah says v'nisan zavshu sechem, and the traditional interpretation from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was never ever a question from day one since the Torah was given to us that the mitzvah Yom Kippur is to fast. Nobody ever said otherwise. Aval pichein, the Gemara quotes a whole series of psukim to support the otherwise known tradition that inoy means derech achila. And since not eating is called inoy, v'arei, here's the Ritva's punchline, ki ilu amata anos tafshal sechem b'achila. It's as if the Torah said achila. So it's since it's as if the Torah said achila, so memela, just as in Yom Kippur, achila gasas nishkin achila, that's what Reish Lakish said, that's what gives us the right to extrapolate to other cases as well. Ela sheshina ha-kosev ha-mashmo, it says the Ritva, so if the Torah was so sure that Inu means Achila, why didn't the Torah say? Why does it? If the Torah would have just simply said Achila, it would have made life so much easier for us. We wouldn't have had a whole pilpul. We would have been able to start the show at 9:24 instead of at 8:40. So why did the Torah say Achila? No. If the Torah would have said Achila, you would have misunderstood what the Shear is. You would have thought the Shear is Kezayas, like other areas of Allah HaKamash Balan. The Shear is Kezayas. Shear is a size of a date. A big date. So the Ritva says, a quirk of a reason, a very, very technical quirk of a reason that the Torah said, Inu instead of Achila, but it's Ki'ilu instead of Achila. We're running a drop late in terms of how far I thought we'd be at this point to the Shia, so I'm going to hold off. I would have talked for 5 minutes about the implication of this is Shagas Ayin Mechaz Chinuch. Maybe we'll say for next year Shabbos Shuvah Rosh that part, but I want to keep on moving on in terms of the Rambam comments. So Rabbi said, what we've done up until this point is we started off with the din that Achil Gas is not Chayav in Yom Kippur. We presented a Chakira. We saw the Gemaras. We presented the Machlokes, the Ran and the Rizvah on the one hand against Rav Ram and Ahar on the other hand. We had to go through all the Gemaras according to Rav Ram and Ahar. We got stuck with the Gemara about Truma. We kept with the Razzle Dazzle Shikotar from the Biskir Rav's letter. We saw a Diak in a few Rambams, Machlokes Ram and Rabbein Tam. We created this whole Shikotar to defend Rav Ram and Ahar. But at the end of the day, Hacharek Echleis Hakol, everybody agrees that Chilagas is Nishka Chila for Yom Kippur and Nishka Chila for Mitzvahs. For Yisurim, you want to fight it out, Rav Ram and Ahar, with the Rambam because of the day. But for mitzvahs and for Yom Kippur, Kuli Amal Pligidos in effects. Comes the Gemara on the 11th of the Rambam Kamos. The Maseches Nozah Nachal Gimel Bet Aleph. And this is the part, the truth is, it's a little bit humorous. When I was originally, going through my mind about last week or so, 2 weeks ago, whenever I was mulling over the beginnings of what would be the Shabbat Shuvah drasha this year, So all of a sudden it dawned on me that a whole thrust of the sugya is a pasuk from this morning's haftarah. This was totally there. I didn't plan the drash around this pasuk, but this pasuk happens to be this morning's haftarah. So although I didn't have the schus to land haftarah for Shabbat Shuvah, again, this is another nafkamina to the shayla. I love the shayla. It's a little bit more of a Purim Torah than a Yom Kippur Torah, but we'll take a 2 minute break in the seriousness of the Shia for a second. There's a minhag that the two Shabbos of the year they give the rabbi after Shabbos, sometimes a few more, but the 2 minute age old from Europe is Shabbos Hakol and Shabbos Shuvah. And those are the two Shabbos that the rabbi has to darshan. And that was like Mekubal. Most other Shabbos, the rabbi didn't necessarily give it a Shia, didn't necessarily speak, but those, it was Chikli Yav in Europe, that was the minhag. So there's a Lomdish Shaila. Is the haftorah the almost like the payment for the shir, like it's a schulis to come. The rabbi's working extra hard this Shabbos, so we'll give him an extra covered, we'll give him the drasha. No, it's a different drasha l'chud, the haftorah l'chud. So sometimes you have a situation where the rabbi doesn't necessarily give the drasha. The question is, does he give the drasha? Does he get the haftorah or not? So we had the reverse shaila now. They said, I'm giving the drasha, I didn't get a schus because unfortunately I'm in position with many other people right now. I was there for the Avodah Minyan. So I didn't get a chance at Haftarah. So according to those who say that the drasha is in place of the Haftarah is in place of the drasha, so I have a tie in the Mamrus against the Shul. She'll also be an extra Haftarah. So we'll see what the Shluman you'll make it up. I'm sure we'll figure out a way to I will not stop the drasha now in lieu of that payment. We'll figure out a way to be mashed. Okay. So Rabbi Sai comes to Gemara Nozer and Daf Chav Gimel Menalaf. On the 11th of the Rambam comes. I'm a Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yechanan. May dechsev ki yisharim da'achi Hashem v'tzadikim yelchobam poshi v'kashlobam. What does this pasuk mean? Ki yisharim da'achi Hashem, just to the ways of the Rebbein Shalom, tzadikim yelchobam, the tzadikim will walk in them, v'poshim v'kashlobam, and the poshim, those who are the Rishayim, will stumble in them. Marshal, l'shnei b'nei Adam, two people should tell us what's happening. Two people roast their Pesach. So I guess we're jumping ahead to Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, they may conjure up some difficult memories also, so we'll try to forget about all that. It was the last Zoom share. It was the last, many Zoom shiur since then. It was the last major Zoom share. So Marshal Shnei B'nei Yosha should tell us what's happening. Echad Achol L'Shei Mitzvah, Echad Achol L'Shei Mechel Gass. Two guys eating the Korban Pesach. One's eating it L'Shei Mitzvah, and one's stuffed to the gills from eating all day. The guy, I was going to say, the guy ate 4,000 macaroons, but probably anyone under the age of 20 doesn't know what I'm talking about. Macaroons used to be the things we used to munch on Erev Pesach. The guy stuffed to the gills on whatever he was eating, and now he sits down to eat the Korban Pesach. He can barely open his mouth. So, Zesh Achol L'Shei Mitzvah, V'tzadikim Yelchobam. One guy's Gevaldik Mitzvah. He's been Misan Hold. He hasn't eaten since it's half a Dunkin' Donut for the Siyam B'Cheiros at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's starved. He's eating the Korban Pesach That guy's a Russian, a Russian patient in the Kashlubam. So you can see it's the same Maisa, so to speak, the same Korban Pesach. One guy's doing great, the Tzaddik's doing great, the Russian's doing terrible. Oh, Rish Lakish. Come on, Rish Lakish. Notice it's Rish Lakish. Hi, Russia, Karis. Like, come on. A guy who's stuffed to the gills in India's Korban Pesach, call him a Russia. He the local Ovid Mitzvah Mukha Pesach Mekha Ovid. He didn't do their best. And there are probably some Rishonim didn't have the phrase Menamufkar in there. Probably just had the gear said lo karban mitzvah, Pesach the karban. He still brought the karban Pesach. I mean, well, come on. Maybe it's not nice what he did, but it's not terrible what he did. Ad kan rishlach shes kasha. The Gemara says, you're right. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is a different marshal. The Gemara goes on, not on purpose, not a sugya right now. What we're focusing on is Reish Lakish's objection to that interpretation. It is not fair, it is not right to categorize, to classify that fellow as a Rasha because he ate the Korban Pesach in the state of being a Chilei Gasa. So take a look at the 12th of the Ramakamas. The kasha, it's the second line, the Tosfos Himsachim Kuzayin Rebbe. Second line, the kasha. Yaminan bin Nazir, Kabi Pesach Zeh, Sheach Lechil Agas, Poshim Kashtu Bam, Uparach Rosh HaKadosh Lei. He loved Mitzvah Anuch, Pesach Mek Ovid. So, comes Tosfos and says, wait a second. Comes Tosfos and says that we know that Achil Agas is not an Achila. Achil Agas is not an Achila. We said it in Yuma, we said it in Yevamos, You're not having Yom Kippur. You're not yet Echilas Menachas. So why did the Gemara have trouble calling this guy Rosh? It's like a Rosha. Du bist a Rosha. You blew it. You didn't yet Echilas Pesach. You blew it. You're a Rosha. Please say, don't take me out of Yom Kippur. I'm not trying to sound harsh against anybody. I'm just trying to dramatize the Gemara. Dramatize the Tosfos. So again, Reish Lakish said, Rosha Karaslei. Reish Lakish puts his arm around and says, not so bad, Tatla. You didn't do anything so terrible. You're not such a Rosha. Yes, Tosfos, what do you mean? You are Rosha. You blew the mitzvah. Imre ben Itam, says, the tregavne echilagasa. Can't get more brisk than this. The two kind of echilagasas. Not all echilagasas mean the same thing. Acha shenav shal kotza milecho, yal oisa poti b'yom kippur. I don't want to demonstrate this, but I think everyone probably has felt this way at some time in their lives. The mamish kotza milecho. Like nishgitz, as they say. Those who don't know Yiddish, it doesn't mean not good. Nishgitz means means much more than that. That nauseous, I get disgusted, repulsed. I don't want to eat anything anymore. I'm sick of eating right now. That kind of achilagasa, that's the achilagasa. It's not called the achila. And that's what the Gemara Yuma is talking about. The yesh achilagasa, she'ena mis'ave lechol. There's another achilagasa that I'm not plotting to eat. Ach yesh batam. Come on, I still enjoy it. Isn't that what you're supposed to do with Pesach? No, Pesach is Korban Pesach is not supposed to be that. Korban Pesach is supposed to really want to eat it. It's hard for me to, you know, quantify this. I'm going back to our smorgasbord, you know, smorgasbord main dish Viennese table marshal. The guy who's already on his sixth dessert by the Viennese table has probably reached the point of Rabbi Adam's chilagasa shenaf shekotza melecho. So that's not an achilin kota kula. And guess what? If a guy dares to eat the Korban Pesach that way, call him a Rosh, says Rabbi Natan. Because he's not yet, he just blew the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But what the Gemara Naz is talking about is a fellow who maybe is on the third dessert by the Viennese table. Maybe the first two weren't so big. And, you know, he's still fairly stuffed from the duck and the sesame chicken and the meatballs and from the shmorg days, back from all of 3.5 hours ago, covered by, you know, following up with the appetizer, the main dish, and then the regular dessert that comes out before the Viennese. So, you know, the guy's not exactly, you know, nichbas le pesach shetayva, so to speak. On the other hand, he's not yet the achilagas of nashu kotza. So, says Rabbi Natan, that's what the Gemara knows him, man. That guy is technically Natan saved us. Two kinds of achilagas. But now comes Tosfos and says, the ein lo likrois rasha came shekiyam mitzvahs pesach. Afa bishlo kiyam mitzvahs achila, the achilas p'sachim lo ma'akva. He's just giving a whole other answer, like a very different answer. Tosfos said that he blew the mitzvah, right? He didn't fulfill Achilas Korban Pesach, but you can call him a Rasha. You know why? Because guess what? If you shech the Korban Pesach and you don't eat it, you still get to the mitzvah. Because Achilas Korban Pesach is not ma'akev. So when Rish Lakish said, don't call him a Rosh, Rish Lakish did not mean to say he's Yaitzid Mitzvah. No. He's not going to Yaitzid Mitzvah. But he's still not a Rosh, because he was still Chach Yaitzid Mitzvah Shechitzah Pesach. So he blew the Mitzvah. But blowing a Mitzvah, you don't call a fellow a Rosh. That's what Tosfos said. So there's an underlying machlokes developing here between the first answer of Rabbeinu Tam and the second answer of Rabbeinu Tam. According to the first answer of Rabbeinu Tam, if a fellow is mevatel a mitzvah, those are grounds to call the Peshim Yikash Lubam. It's just that the Gemara knows what's talking about. It wasn't such a bad achilagasa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Yapi blew the mitzvah. And you still can't call him a Rasha because he still Yaitzei Shechitza Pesach. But he was mevatel achilas Pesach. Let's skip the 13th Baram Kosh for a second, go down to the 14th. Tosin Baba Kama is the same kashi as the third answer. Says Tosis, the fellow did not eat a chilagasa. Nowhere in Nosa did he eat a chilagasa. If he would have eaten a chilagasa, he's a Rasha. He blew it, he's not yet a chilagasa. What the Gemara means is he's eating it for personal goals, he's eating it for personal reasons. L'shem to Leo Savei, he's hungry. Gemara's not even talking about Achilagasa. And says, Tosa Ben Yirai, it doesn't say you ate Achilagasa, L'shem Achilagasa. That's a different meaning, different concept, different meaning altogether. I can't even begin to go down the route of this Tosa is a serious opening of a discussion about Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. He's eating it for other reasons, like Kavana, Mitzvah, L'shem Achila, L'shem Hanoz, Hanoz, different, is maybe a this is maybe grounds for Shabbos HaGodol to Rasha. Rachilas Matzah, without Kavana, Shofar, another story, another world. Rabbi say, what's the underlying premise that Tosfos is struggling with here? Bidatam, and Tosfos in Psachim, and Tosfos in Baba Kama, everyone's working with the same basic fundamental struggle. What point does a person cross the path of being a Rasha? Is Bittul Mitzvah's essay labeled as a Rasha or not? Being a Rasha is a halachic category. We're not calling people Rishayim, but Chayz B'Tshuva is there for Yom Kippur. That's not our goal right now. But the halachic status of Rasha, who falls into that category? So I want to share with you two sources, one B'Chsav and one Be'al Peh. You judge and you tell me what the answer to that question is. 13th of the Ma'amah comes. Hayaseh Hechidomi. The Gemara here in Masechah Shavuos Daf Yud-Beis is commenting on the fact that the Sor Mishalech and Yandiyam, the Sola Zozo, Metz Hashem, and the day and the half, Be'er Banam Mikdash, and the Lord be in Mishalayim, Metz Hashem, and Shavuos B'Zoich HaZayim, to be together in Mishalayim, and all the tzoros that are separating us right now, and all the Maisalach, and all the aggravation, and everything that we're all suffering right now, all be Devarim, B'Telim, Ma'adoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came to Har Sinai, so all the Cholim HaMisrapim, so the Rebosha was merapid those who were ready chayla. The Rebosha could be mevatel Allah tzaras and Allah things that are creating so many tzaras for us right now. So comes the Gemara and says the Sama Shalech is mechaper for Mitzvah's essay as well. The guy didn't put on tefillin. The Sama Shalech is mechaper. The guy missed my Krishma. So the guy didn't do an act of chesed, but he should have. So it was also the mechap of that also. Back to my highest echidim, what's the case? Idolo of a tshuva, if the person didn't do tshuva, zevach Hashem te'eva. What do you mean? How could the korban be mechapah for a guy who's a rasha? If he didn't do tshuva yet, so then he still categorizes the rasha, zevach Hashem te'eva, a korban brought by rasha, it doesn't count. Idolo of a tshuva, he ready to tshuva, what is in Yom Kippur and Solomon Shtalach for? The sign of a hal mitzvah zaseh v'yasa tshuva lo zos v'shom v'shemaychum loy. Yom Kippur is not for mitzvah zaseh. Yom Kippur is for mitzvah lo zaseh and kareis and other things and other. If a guy was mevata mitzvah zaseh, he doesn't have to wait for Yom Kippur to get the chaporis b'chapa right away. You might go link out to Yom Kippur. I'm not discouraging people from klapi al chetz for essays. Also, Yom Kippur is better than any other day for kapara, but you don't need Yom Kippur. You could have done it 6 months ago. If a guy knows he forgot to put on tefillin 6 months ago, do tshuva then and call it a day. So the Gemara says, what's the case? And there's no case. Either if you didn't do tshuva, if you didn't do tshuva, then you get no kapara. If you did do tshuva, you don't need the story. So we're going to leave out what the Gemara's answer is. People put that online for next year's drasha. I just want to extrapolate one thing. It is clear as day from the Gemara that Bittel Essay makes you into a Rasha. Because the Gemara applied, this is a halachic concept. Zerach Shem Tov is not a drush, it's not a sermon on a Shabbos morning. This is a halachic concept called Zerach Shem Tov. Zerach Shem Tov, that's chal even on Bittel Mitzvah's Essay. That means that's called the Rishus. A Bittel Essay is called an act of Rishus. So the Acharonim ask, it doesn't seem to fit with the halacha because there's a din that a Rasha is possibly Eidus. That's the law. Rasha is possibly Eidus. What's meant to Rasha? The Ramzah of the Feirish. A person violates an Issa Mises Beis Din, that's called a Rasha. Or a person violates an Issa Malkus, that's called a Rasha. Because the Torah says, Ashahura Shalomos, and the Torah says, Vayam Minakos a Rasha. If a person is halachically called a Rasha, he's a Rasha. Bittul mitzvah essay doesn't make you Russia. A guy didn't learn one morning. He came 3 minutes late to morning Seder, so he's mavat on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for 3 minutes. He's not possibly Eidus. If that would be true, then we would have to throw out the question of all about weddings. No, nobody in this world would be married. No, I don't want to say. I don't know. But you better find some real big tzaddikim to be Masada Kedushin, to be Eidi Kedushin for you. I mean, I should be much louder. But Rabbi Sai, obviously, in the world of Psiliadis, Bittul Essay doesn't translate to mean being a Rasha. So does it or does it not? So there obviously are different standards of Rishus here, different standards of what's called a Lachli a Rasha. If it was Kabbonis one thing, if it was another, I don't know what the answer to that question is. So I don't feel I'm in such a bad position. I'm in the same boat as the Balei Taisa. The Balei Taisa are grappling with this very question. How bad, and please don't misquote, how bad is it Bittul Mitzvah's Essay? Just how bad is Bittul Mitzvah's Essay? I'm not sure. So Rabbi Sai, we have a couple of loose ends in the sugya. Let's just recap a little bit what we do know from the sugya. We shouldn't focus on what we don't have. We should focus on positive, optimistic. What do we have? Baruch Hashem, we have wonderful things. We have a Gemara that's found out of Maseches Yuma. We had a Chakira. We had a Machlekes, the Ran and the Rav Ramin Ahar. We had two Gemaras that seemed to support the Ran. One of the Gemaras, the Rav Ramin Ahar, was Doiche. The other Gemara, that Truma, we Baruch Hashem Zoiche to learn through the words of Biskarav, at least outside together, develop your study based on a series of Rambams, both those mentioned and those absent. Then we had the Ritvaz Arab, who's going big for Saran, how do you know to jump from Yom Kippur to everything else? And the Ritvaz Yisoy that Yom Kippur is basically a Chila, bottom line, which again left some interesting things for maybe a future time. Then yeah, Taisus raised the question about Achila Gasa. The whole Gemara Maseches Nazir seems to assume that Achila Gasa is not so bad, either Rabbi Natam's vort to Dinim, to Kainz Achila Gasa, or because maybe he's not yet, but still not called the Rishus, or Tarzin Babakama, the Gemara didn't really mean Achila Gasa. Then that opens up the possibility for us as to how do you define Rishus in terms of Zabitl Mitzvah Rishus or not. So we said that, well, we find different areas of Allah, we're getting almost different message. I just wanted to, I know the hour's late. Whether or not people are running to go beyond the mitzvah of Achila and Erev Yom Kippur tonight depends on what you think about whether it's mitzvah tonight or not, and others. So I don't want to hold anybody up. It's still a mitzvah. Maybe it's mitzvah tonight also. I'm not sure tomorrow for sure there is. No, people have achad and other things. I don't want to hold anyone up too late. But just to end off a little bit of the chizik v'sairus, a little bit of inyan of the yom in terms of that, and really almost like it usually is, kind of building off the shir. So we spoke a lot about Achila Gas, obviously. And the opposite of Achila Gasa is Achila Derech Taiva, eating something with a zest, with a gusto, with excitement, really, guys really, really hungry. And forgetting halacha, we sometimes find that's supposed to be. You're supposed to eat the Karm Pesach Derech Taiva, eat the Batzah Derech Taiva. That's the antithesis of Achila Gasa. It's interesting that there's one area of Hilchos Brachos that we find that the reason why a person is consuming that particular drink makes all the difference in the world. That's water. All of the foods, take a cup of juice. So you want to take a cup of juice, whether you're particularly thirsty, not particularly thirsty. Let's say you're not even thirsty, you're taking the juice because you want to swallow a pill. So you make a bracha. Even though you're not particularly interested in the juice, but lamais, you're being nanif in the juice. Water is a strange thing because water is very bland. Water does not have any taste. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Hashem semayim letzimo is mevarach. If you're thirsty, then you make a bracha. What's called thirsty, we spoke about this in the past, about the you know, dehydrations, there are a lot of lumdus nuances, what's called thirsty, not called thirsty. We'll leave out the details right now of the brachas. But the tzimai is important in Hilchos Mayim. So sometimes it's not just what the person is doing, it is how much excitement, how much enthusiasm, how much desire, how much thirst, and how much hunger he's bringing to the table is critical. In halacha, Hilchos Karbanos, Hilchos Truma, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Hilchos Brachos, it's critical just what's the driving force behind what you're doing. And I think that we can apply the same principle to Torah and Mitzvahs. The Rambam tells us, the very last Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, I recommend everyone should take a look at that Rambam. They give it a little bit of chizuk, you know, that none of us will be going to the mikveh tomorrow, like as is the normal, the minute quote in Shukhadar for Deri Deris, just to remind everybody to do what we did in Erev Rosh Hashanah in terms of Tisha Kav, and we'll try to send it out with some of our some of the other guidelines for Yom Kippur coming out at some point between now and Yom Kippur. But just a reminder, Tisha Kav, stand in the shower for approximately 5 minutes. But again, you know, halachically, technically, for Tfilas Ezra does the same trick, but somehow, you know, still feels a little bit different. Not quite the same tefillah that we're of course, always used to. So the last round of Ruchas Mikvos, maybe we'll be mashal. We have a little chalish sadas for the lack of a real mikvah. Maybe read the last round of Ruchas Mikvos. Rambam concludes Ruchas Mikvos about how immersing oneself in the life of Torah, limud Torah, and shmiras mitzvahs is like a tefillah b'mayim. And when a person has water, so water is almost like a neutral thing. It doesn't really have a taste. And you can have a strange phenomenon. A person could sit down and have a cup of water and not even appreciate that the water is keeping him alive. We all know everyone here after 24 hours of not drinking, we all feel schwach. So we take water for granted. Because we just kind of drink during the course of the day. We'll grab a drink here and there. We don't even think about it. But for the person who's really thirsty, man, I just came off that court after three games in a 95 degree weather. Just came down from the climb of Sadi. Just came off the hike. Person really, really needs that water. That water is life-saving. And that's how we approach life tournaments. If we think the Torah mitzvah, it's a nice thing, yeah, a little water doesn't taste so good anyway. Yeah, what's the shia, what's the daf, what's the pasuk chumash, what's the mitzvah, what's the chesed, what's the daf? Yeah, okay, yeah, you know. It's just kind of here, you know, we kind of go with the flow. But, I don't want to be kaveh, whether that's called the rishus or not. Far be it for me to say. But there's definitely something missing. But I say, maybe I've read a sayoim. The next 36 hours is not just our shmiras mitzvahs. That's also true. But to look inside and see anything maybe we could do, maybe we could do to light the fire a little bit more, each in their own way. Whether it's in Yoni Limud HaTorah, in Yoni Tefillah, in Yoni Chesed, in Yoni Yerushalayim, in Yoni, whatever whatever it is. Can we make it a little bit more latzimah, a little bit more bahana, a little bit more that we appreciate? Why is it sometimes that our life of Torah mitzvahs is almost like an achilah gasa? You can only have an achilah gasa if you're stuffed from other things from before. If your neshamas, if our neshamas are stuffed with other things, if our minds are flaking with everything else, and our hearts are full of other things. So then the Torah is going to be an achilah gasa. So even according to Rav Rabbeinu Ahor, achilah gasa, my mitzvah is nishkin achilah. Like the Rambam, the Brisker Rav, the Chetzaf and Kedushaf and Truma, the Truma of the Rebbeinu Shalalem, the Truma, Torah Kedusha, has to be eaten in a befitting way. What can we do to turn our achila gasas into a achila derech taiva, to a sheis amayim letzimoy? We can do that with a gevaldik is chos for all of us. So wish everybody a gemach simut toiva, shnas chayim shalom for everybody. And Klai Yisrael should have, in the whole world, should have Yeshua's the car of Mamish, Rabbi Say. And we should be Zoyche together, as I know it's I think I could say it from a straight face, it's a different Yom Kippurim for everybody in this world. Different dargas of what different means for different people. But I do not think there's anybody, and I'm for sure nobody in this call, not like that for sure, that everything's going to be Olam Kippur Haganayik. It's a different Yom Kippurim in many, many different ways, and different, there's a lot of pachad in the air, and there's a lot of things flying around, a lot of tsar in the air. A lot of things going on. It's a different Yom Kippurim, but it's still Yom Kippurim. Abalein L'toiva. L'toiva. It's going to be L'toiva. It's going to be L'toiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his. We have to do our part. Our part is Yehem Chayenu V'Yerchenenu. Our part is Haikot Tzame L'chol L'mayim. Our part is be able to Eivet as HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simchu T'Vleva B'Toch Taivas HaNefesh. Great, great desire. I wish everybody Gemach Simchat Torah. We should only have the opportunity Shnas Chaim v'Shalom together for us, all of Klal Yisrael, and for the entire world. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless all of us.